Donc, vous avez compris que Abel Packer est le directeur de CLO et donc va pouvoir nous éclairer sur les différentes interprétations que nous avons entendues.
Thank you very much. Excuse me for not speaking in French, and also excuse me for my English. So CLO was created 17 years ago as a publishing mode. And we have now 17 years of regular operation. And I will talk about the sustainability issue that we are always involving with. So I'll take just a few minutes to talk about background for those that do not know about CLO, or at least update the current states. And then I will talk about the dimension of sustainability. But before, let's say that we have a blog, CLO in Perspective, and we just publish a post on the France prepares a bill to regulate open access, which is very important for us. No? So take a minute to read, and we took also the atrevimento and say about two or three recommendations that we think it's important and related the public consultation. So we this blog is read by 10,000 people usually, so it's important to see what will happen with this. So CLO is an international cooperation program today. It's for advancement of research communication. It is implemented through a network of national operated collection. It's a combination of two rationality. One is library in the sense that we make collections to provide public domain access, and the network in the sense of that we need to work together to make it possible. In many countries, it is a research program, like in Brazil, in our case. So we live with grants that are submitted to review every two or three years. We have the objective of maximize the visibility of the journals. But not only to do that, we also work to improve the quality of the journal. So that's are usually the 3 years objective of CLO, how to improve the quality of the journals, and of course complement the international index. And we try with not so many success to develop a bibliometric framework that goes beyond the impact factor. No? Is multilingual, you know, and cover all disciplines. So we have now 15 national collections, 12 from Latin America, but you have also a small collection of health science journals in Spain, Portugal, and South Africa there. So about 1,000 journals today, 900 is operating in Web of Science as a CLO Citation Index. And our repository holds today 500,000 articles. The governance is fully decentralized, okay, led generally by research agencies and in some places by ministries. The development of a collection is driven by a national scientific committee. It's a national scientific committee that decides if a journal enters or remains in the collection. And the one mandatory criteria is to use the common methodology of CLO. And CLO Brazil works as executive secretariat of the network. CLO functions, basically the main obligatory functions of each collection is indexing, publication, preservation, and interoperability. We do also research, as I said before, and we are starting for two or three years already doing also edition and publishing for those journals that have a problem to do it. That's what we call meta-publishing. Okay? So journals are now that pertain to the collection, they need to send us an XML when the article is read. That's the basic principle now. If they prefer, Cielo can do all the editing for them. We do have this very high selective criteria. We have in Latin America today about 5,000 journals that say that they are scientific, and that is controlled by an index called Latindex. And we use the common selection criteria, need to be peer-reviewed, follow standards. But we do adapt the criteria to each national conditions. For example, in Brazil, Health Science Journal needed to publish at least 8 articles per year. Of course, in Chile or Bolivia or Costa Rica, this number is low. And you have also criteria for certifying collection. In terms of interoperability, that is an important issue. We do, we work in first place with Google Scholar, which is the most important access point. Then Cielo Citation Index, then Web of Science, PubMed, and the other indexes. Okay, Cielo, in some way, pioneered the open access journal collection publishing. When we started, even the concept of open access didn't exist. No, it was created 4 years after the creation of Cielo. As a consequence, Latin America is a region that relatively published more in open access. No, 29% of the articles in Web of Science are published in open access. Brazil is the leading in quantity and in percentage in Latin America. Okay, let's go. And this is a portal that is running by the National Council in a project, the National Council in Spain, that do a ranking of portals, open access portals. And Cielo is very well ranking, second place. And it is done through several indicators. One of them is visibility. So the presence of Cielo in the web is well measured and evidenced. What we are doing now, finally, is publishing a portal that measures downloads of Cielo journals and the collection following the counter methodology. So we have here two examples, Brazil and Chile, which are the the first collection, the most developed. And we can see that we have in Brazil 700,000 in average downloads per day. So it's a very big, huge operation. This discounted the robots and so on, what we receive daily is about 2,200,000 downloads per day. So many, 3 times the access are done by robots. So if you write an article, be sure that at least one robot will read it one day. So here is the indexing that we have in other international index compared with Web of Science in Scopus. So Cielo is the one that has more coverage. That's the idea. And about 40% of the journals that are indexed in the three indexes are only indexed in Cielo. The problem is when we go to look to the impact in terms of citation. Here I get the CIMAGO journal ranking, which is more sympathetic to us. And if we take the 300 areas of CIMAGO and we look at the distribution of Cielo journals, we can see that the only 4% of the journals are in the top quartile. So we are talking about journals that are mainly 80% below the median in terms of factor pay. This has nothing to see with quality, okay, because many, many of the journals are published in Portuguese, and nobody, of course, read Portuguese outside Brazil or Portugal or and Spanish, you know. So it's, but anyway, our funders look to impact factor. So we are continuously, you know, forced to justify the performance of CL. So let's talk about the sustainability framework. We use three criteria. One is relevance, in the sense that are or is the research that are published by the journals in Cielo relevant or not? That's the main point. Second, are the journals that publish this research relevant? And the third, is Cielo relevant? So that is the key point in terms of sustainability. Of course, the next point is performance, no, in terms of the, and the one critical point, and maybe sometimes the most important is credibility, no, because if you are not in Web of Science, if you do not have the trend is low credibility. So we work with these three criteria. So dimensions, research agency is a key stake holding this process, the journals themselves, commercial publishers become an important actor, open access itself, authors, and the Cielo. I have a brief, I will skip this and start one by one. Research policy in general, what happens in Brazil, in most Latin America, is the preoccupation with rankings, okay? So as somebody said before, so they are looking to how to increase the impact of the science of that is altered by Brazilian and the other Latin America. On the other hand, every time you see documents or discourse of authority, they say, okay, research is critical to solve our national problems. Okay, so there is these two sides, and usually most of the local problems are addressed by researchers that are publishing in local journals. For example, agriculture in Brazil, Brazil is top in agriculture today, and that is done, that's due not only because of the land, but because of research. Okay, and most of the research were published in Brazilian journals. No, so, but of course, this is does not reflect, no, in real policy. So that we live in these two extremes. Scientific information, the policies, access to scientific information changed radically in Latin America and in Brazil in particular the last 3 years. So libraries do not purchase any more contents. The contents are purchased by the government in the package and they offer it through portals. No? And the same time, you have the policy that stimulated to publishing in high impact journals. And we do have nationally policies to improve journals. No? So it's a very complex setting, no, that we live in. And then you have the repositories. No? So we try to develop policies and indicators and the marketing in terms of the credibility to be well in this contest. The journals themselves. No? The journals, for many, many years, journals that has 100 years, 50 years, and so on, they were, before the web, out of the international flow of information. So both the disciplines and the journals developed characteristics that now are criticized when you go to the international flow of information. So we need to consider this legacy and also, of course, research priorities. No? And we have here, usually also, a problem of scope of the research and the scope of the journals. Not always are the same. And they vary from very, very national in the senses that they publish most in Spanish or Portuguese. They cite local journals and they receive citation from local journals most. And also, we have also many journals in physical science and natural science that are international. So in terms of areas, they cover about 51/4 of the all areas of the Web of Science. 70% of social is a network with a common portal, etc. 70% are downloaded locally in Chile or Costa Rica and so on. Why? Because the students are, let's say, influenced by teachers and by research to deal with what is published locally. 100% of the editor-in-chief are national, and usually from the institution that is responsible for the journal. So we have a problem of endogamy or endogeny that is typical from the development of the journal. We have the problem of multilingual, and when you go to Web of Science, for example, 78% of the authors are from Latin America. That was presented there. So is and the of course the internationalization is increasing very in very low aspect. Financing, fixing model. We have a mix of resources that maybe vary 1/4 for, 1/3 institutional responsibility, research agency, and the sponsor, depending on the area. And a group of journals now are introducing APC. You know? And for example, biomedical journals, they do have sponsors. You know? Some institutions, like, for example, Fiocruz, they do have a program to finance journals. No? And so it's various very much. Editing is completely fragmented. No? Each journal goes to their solution. We classify this as one journal, one publisher. No? That's the reason why Cielo is trying to develop a common platform of services so we can rationalize and lessen the costs for and make it better. So many journals still do in-house all the production, other do in-house and hire other services, and many is now hiring external services. Particularly because of the Cielo is demanding that you all adopt, for example, the Cielo publishing schema that use the JETS journal tagging suite. So all the articles are fully marked up in XML, which is a big problem. But all the Brazilian journals are already being done using JETS DTD, which will be a big advance in the coming years. No? And to do that, of course, they need to hire companies. No? International commercial publishers also provide these services, particularly Elsevier and Cielo, as I said before. International commercial publishers, they are very active in trying to get the journals for there. They do, of course, marketing. Rarely they can or they succeed to purchase journal, because the proprietary of the journal is so complex in terms of institution or society that is difficult. So what they do is they sell services, they do co-publishing, they do contract for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. And the one module is that journals remain open access. This is particularly the Elsevier model. And the other is bring the journal to the subscription model. So particularly Springer do that. So Springer do the editing of the journal free, but they close the journal. They have a problem, no? That is high costs compared with what we do. We are talking about, let's say, $600 to do a good journal against $1,500, $2,000. No? And the promise that Springer and the Elsevier did in the past that they will increase the impact factor of a journal, they did not always achieve. So open access, Cielo pioneered open access. Latin America is the region that relatively publish more in open access due to Cielo. But we succeed with high visibility in downloads, but not significant perceived gain in citation. Okay, so that is one problem that the Cielo has with the National Science Council that, as I said in beginning, has the impact factor or the international impact as a key element. So when you see that the number of Brazilian journals increased in open access, in Web of Science, we had the impact factor of citations per article decreased. No? So in terms of contribution to the impact of science, the indexing of the national journals is not good thing. No? Okay, there is a lack of effective open access public policies. That's why the reason a good policy in France will be a good example to us also. Pending of the evolution of open access aqui. Okay, this is the platforms like Scientific Report, PLOS, they represent a risk to Cielo Journal because they publish faster and they have better recognition by the evaluation system. So why are you publishing in Brazilian Journal? If you are easily publishing PLOS, get more value than so is. That's the reason Cielo is promotes the journals to publish in a continuous way. As soon as the manuscript is approved to be published, okay? And the Cielo quality control minimized the emergence of Latin American predatory journals. We don't have a predatory journal. Okay. Okay, authors still under the publish or perish problem. Evaluation system, and the Cielo program, just to finish. So our main challenge is how to maintain the this quality seal, no? In terms of our innovations and improve the quality. Funding mode, we mostly are funded by grants, no? And can we move to auto-sustainability? Institutional modes, can we move from project to fund independent organizations? And as I said, relevance, performance, and credibility, they are the issues we are addressing through national policies, comprehensive evaluation framework, and trying to professionalize the production of your journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had personally the problem that because you were about several years ago, you were the only one for me who was open access without APCs. You see, without paying, I mean. And there was a journal called Computational and Applied Mathematics, which which was published by Cielo, and I sent a paper to this journal because I wanted to have open access without APCs. You were for me top. But unfortunately, my paper was accepted, but when my paper was published, it was with Springer, because the journal Computational and Applied Mathematics, which was with Cielo, has been went to Springer. So can you tell me what's happened there? When I submitted open access on Cielo. When it was accepted, it was Springer, not open access.
Ça, c'est le piège.
And it has been published in 2013, and I think I submitted to about 2 years before.
À qui faire confiance?
Yeah. Yes. The issue of APC is very polemic, but a few journals are applying it already. But of course, Springer has one discourse and a different practice in Latin America.
Just a practical question. Imagine you want to create some journal, Franco-Brazilian journal. How would you imagine the process to do that? How it would be possible to create a Franco-Brazilian journal, for instance? I'm thinking a Franco-Brazilian journal published by Cielo.
A Franco-Brazilian journal to be published by Cielo, is that possible?
The way Cielo work is with national collections. Okay, so if your journal is selected in the national collection and it publishes in French, no problem. Yeah, and some of the humanities journals do publish in French. So there is Cielo is multilingual, so we have no problem with that.